Let's start with the scale of what your lungs are doing. An elite athlete can breathe up to 60 times per minute during peak effort, while a normal resting rate is only about 12 to 20 breaths per minute. The main point is that breathing is not just a side effect of hard work. It is a practical indicator of intensity, adaptation, and race readiness. So instead of seeing faster breathing as a sign of poor fitness, we want to understand how respiratory rate changes across training zones and how training makes breathing more efficient. During intense exercise, the respiratory system works far harder than at rest. Lungs can move up to about 100 liters of air per minute, and alveolar ventilation can increase roughly 20-fold compared with rest. That increased demand is managed by the diaphragm, rib cage muscles, and abdominal muscles working together. At maximum effort, respiratory muscles can consume about 10% of total oxygen uptake, which is why breathing can feel heavy and uncontrolled. But in trained athletes, those muscles become more efficient. They may use only 3 to 5% of total oxygen during exercise, which helps you hold intensity without the breathing sensation taking over. That is where training zones come in. In zone 1 and 2, easy efforts around 50 to 60% of maximum heart rate, breathing should feel calm and conversational, typically 12 to 20 breaths per minute, often with a steady 4 to 4 rhythm. In zone 3, moderate intensity, the pattern may shift to 3 to 3. In zone 4, higher intensity, breathing becomes faster and more forceful, often around a 2 to 2 rhythm. Minute ventilation rises sharply as intensity increases. At rest, it is about 9 liters per minute, and during moderate exercise, it can climb to around 23 liters per minute. In zone 5, near maximal effort at 90 to 100% of maximum heart rate, breathing can exceed 40 to 50 breaths per minute, become ragged, and make speaking difficult. This is when the body relies more heavily on carbohydrate fuel, and oxygen becomes a limiting factor. Recovery is another key point. Well-conditioned athletes typically return to normal breathing faster after intense intervals than less trained individuals. Regular endurance training improves ventilatory efficiency by about 20 to 30% during moderate efforts, strengthens respiratory muscles, and encourages deeper, less frequent breathing. The article also notes that blood volume increases rapidly in the first 2 weeks of training, helping deliver more oxygen to working muscles. Respiratory adaptations are also specific. Training the arms improves breathing efficiency for arm-based work, while running improves it for running. Performance optimization depends on matching breathing to the sport and the conditions. During high-intensity events, respiratory rates often climb to 40 to 60 breaths per minute. Swimmers, for example, use synchronized breathing patterns to maintain balance and efficiency. Mental control also matters. Slow, deep breathing before competition can reduce anxiety, improve focus, and support better decision-making. The article also claims that diaphragmatic breathing may support antioxidant defenses and reduce cortisol after exhaustive exercise. Environmental factors can significantly affect breathing. Cold air can increase breathing rate by about 20% above normal levels, while temperature, humidity, altitude, and air quality all influence oxygen delivery. One specific example from the article is that athletes exposed to high PM2.5 pollution may run about 12.8 seconds slower. In cold conditions, breathing through the nose can help warm and filter the air before it reaches the lungs. The article also briefly mentions sleep apnea, noting that poor sleep quality can impair endurance, recovery, and cognitive function, all of which are important for athletic performance. That is why it recommends incorporating breathing techniques into training to improve aerobic capacity, mental clarity, and endurance. Lactate testing is mentioned as a tool for understanding performance thresholds, especially during intense training. The critical takeaway is that breathing is not just a passive response to exercise. It is a trainable signal. Athletes can use respiratory rate to gauge intensity, monitor recovery, and adjust training. Easy efforts should feel controlled, moderate efforts should show a natural increase in pace, and maximal efforts should be expected to feel intense and irregular. Over time, consistent training makes breathing more efficient, allowing athletes to sustain higher outputs with less strain. Understanding these patterns helps you train smarter, recover better, and perform more effectively on race day.